share that and sing our praise and worship and share that with people around us. It's important to us. And it makes today an even more amazing occasion to have three of our young people getting baptized. They're going to come and share their testimonies in a minute, but I just want to do a bit of explanation, particularly for those of you who might not have been in a Baptist church at a time when a baptism's taken place and you're sitting there wondering, what is that all about then? So I'm hoping that I can help you with that and give some explanation as to what we're doing and why. So first of all, let me just say this, that getting baptized is about following the example of Jesus in our lives. And we can learn about that from each other. We learn about that from reading our Bibles together or on our own or whatever, or share that in church in this way. And when we do that, when we explore these things of faith, then we find out for ourselves that Jesus' life, it's his very life itself, demonstrates God's best for us. It demonstrates how much God loves us and accepts us, no matter who we are, what we've done, what we feel that we're like. Because we know as Christians that God's best is something that transforms us, transforms our lives into hope-filled ways of living rather than something else. It's in Jesus that we see God's best for us. It's there in what Jesus taught his people. It's there in how the Bible helps us to understand about living well together. It's there through how Jesus showed forgiveness and grace and how important those things are for us. It's there in how Jesus healed people, how he brought reconciliation into situations where love had broken down. You know, God's best for us is only made complete when we're able to look at Jesus and realize in his example that there's something there for us, that Jesus is there for us, that his example is for everybody to follow. And that includes being baptized. Jesus was baptized himself, and he encourages all who follow him to do the same. So here we are. We're going to be standing alongside these three young people who are looking to follow the example of Jesus in every aspect of their lives as best they can. It doesn't mean once you're baptized, you're perfect. It doesn't mean that, but it means that we're doing our best to follow the example that Jesus sets us. Because getting baptized is about our personal journey of faith. So it starts off with seeing the example, and then it follows on with us making a decision for ourselves. And that's what Kira, Michael and Seb have done. They've made that decision for themselves to start their own personal journey of faith. This isn't about something that anybody has forced them to do. We haven't got them together at youth group on a Sunday evening and gone, right, it's your turn, you're going to get baptized. We haven't done anything like that. This is a personal decision. And I know that you'll be hearing from each of them about what that means to them, about how they know that they're loved and accepted by Jesus, and how they've made their own decisions to follow him and why. You know, none of us in our lives have to settle for second best. God doesn't want us to have a second best kind of approach to life. But he wants us to make that decision to follow him, to be transformed by him. And then getting baptized is part of what it means to belong to a Christian faith community that we call church. You know, this sense of community that we share here together as a church, it's massive. It's so important to us. We feel called to live together as God's people, to share life together in all of its ups and downs, every aspect of life, to do all that we can to share that with other people around us as well, to help them understand who Jesus is and what he's done for them. So baptism is about our demonstration of faith, our sense of belonging to the community of God's people here that we call church or church in other places. And that's why we're here together. So the last bit of this explanation is about the water. Why all of the water? Why do we need that? Well, the water we use for baptism symbolizes us being washed clean, like it symbolizes us being made new. And none of us can avoid, can we, the mess of the world that we live in around us, and none of us can avoid at times being affected by that. And so when we come to be baptized, that's about letting everybody see and hear that we have chosen not to let that mess of the world be the thing that shapes us and controls us. But again, there's that word transformed, be transformed by God's love that makes us, it gives us that new start, that new beginning in him. When we put Kira and Michael and Seb down into the water, it symbolizes how Jesus gave his whole life to us and died on the cross. So we're symbolizing something there when we're putting them down into the water. I won't keep them down in the water for too long. I've not lost one yet, but just in case, Kira's wearing a top with her name on, so it makes identification easy at the end. So we put them down into the water to symbolize, as it were, our dying with Christ. And then when we come back up out of the water, it's like Jesus being raised to new life. And this is our new beginning with him as a Christian. So that's basically, you know, what baptism is all about. I could go on a lot longer, but you'll be pleased I won't. We're following the example of Jesus. We're demonstrating our personal journey of faith. And we're doing all that we can together to be a witness to Jesus amongst ourselves and amongst other people. I want us to all be thinking about that as we go on through the service. Where do you place yourself in all of that explanation? What might this mean to you? And as we hear from Kira and Seb and Michael now, then that's going to help us to hear from them, what does it mean for them? And then we can start thinking about, what does this all mean for us? So guys, who was it that got picked to go first? Come on then. Seb, you'll be fine. Look, here's a microphone for you. It is switched on. Okay, just go a bit closer to it, mate. There you go.
My testimony. Introduction. Wisdom does not always win. If you know the Bible really well, this is a subtitle from chapter 9 of This doesn't mean that if you aren't wise, you'll always win. It means even if you think you have a perfect life, it won't be perfect without God. This is because God cleanses your sins. Without the cleansing, you are a sinner. Sinners are by no way perfect. I am a sinner. This is why I need God. My life before Christ, without Christ. Before I truly understood Christ and accepted him, I didn't have a clue what was going on. I hadn't even started first school when I accepted Jesus into my life. I can link this to non-Christian friends I know now. They don't have a clue about what makes this thing, our Lord, so great. The best way I try to help them is answer any questions they have about Christianity with honest answers. Even if I don't know, I just tell them that. I've had times where I have really just questioned and doubted God's existence, or if he did exist, his love for me. When I was deeply bullied and felt really socially isolated, around year 7, I was extremely angry with God. Why was he letting this happen to me? My life revolved around getting through one day to the next. My security was at home. My identity was that most people didn't want to be around me. My cats and watching TV were my only happiness. My parents slowly brought me back to God, showing that he still loved me. The other thing was that I started going along to a youth club called Sprout. I became closer friends with more Christians who went to my middle school. Alice, Hannah, Kieran, Michael, who are getting baptized today, and the rest of that group. They are still my friends to this day. How I came to Christ, came back to Christ. The gospel has always been there for me. The more I hear it or read it, the more I understand. Once I actually started to understand the gospel, Christ had my heart hooked. Although he may have lost it, he dived back in and brought it back to the right place. When he had lost it, he worked miracles through my Christian friends to put it back. He provided other Christians that I could meet with who helped answer any doubts. I realized his love for me, not once, but twice. This is why I gave him my life once, then gave it to him again when I was losing track. My life after coming back to Christ. My life is so much better now because I have gained more friends and more confidence. I also get to know more Christians. I am much happier now, and if I feel down, I think of those worse off than me and I pray for them. My life motivates me now, knowing God has got my back. I feel included. I live for God and myself. Most importantly, God lives through me. Even though I know my life still isn't perfect, knowing Christ means I will always have someone to talk to about anything. I have confidence in others, but not enough confidence in myself. The bullies knock that out of me. I hope to gain more confidence out of this and a closer and tighter bond with God. And that is why I'm getting baptized today. Ongoing journey. I want to continue my journey with God, and I'm excited where he'll lead me. I hope his plans for me will help Jesus Club flourish again. Thank you. Thank you,
I'm saying I'm short again.
No, not at all.
Is that better?
Yeah, thanks.
Just remember it's me who's holding you in that water.
Yeah, no, be nice to me. Hi. So this is my testimony for Easter Sunday baptism 2018. The Lord came to me in a time of pretty desperate need, and I was struggling a lot with, like, this seemingly endless internal, like, aggression following my parents, unfortunately splitting up, and me being bullied at middle school. Everyone's been there, it's fine. And although my parents both did and still continue to strive to make my life as easy as they can do, I was still constantly angry and confused about what was going to come next. And a good friend of mine picked up on this and gave me a few suggestions to help me out, with church being one of them. And it took me a while to actually want to go to church because I was adamant it wouldn't help. Like, so admittedly, I tried to avoid it at first, but eventually I did realize that I was actually interested. But because I didn't really understand anything about it, I kind of researched it, as it were. And I actually really quickly warmed to the idea, because it led me to question a lot of things about life and where the world came from. That's a bit depressing, sorry. And I suddenly realised that, like, there must be something. Like, this doesn't all happen by accident. This is, like, something that's happened with a purpose, and everything happens for a reason. So that was how I realised. So I'm pretty sure I talked to my friend a lot more, as well as other people who believed in God or went to church, and it became apparent that I was becoming a believer, but it was a slow process. And of course, I didn't throw myself in at the deep end with, like, going to church all the time and talking about my faith, like, all the time. Because if I had have done that, I think it would have been quite inappropriate, because I didn't really know much. So throwing this idea of faith around wasn't really the right thing to do at all. But since then, my confidence and experience of faith have both grown immensely, and I've almost managed to overcome my aggressive tendencies. But I do still struggle with it at times. But his forgiveness has turned my life around, and even though I've dealt with several issues since my conversion regarding relationships and sexuality, pressures at school and at home sometimes because of my faith, and most recently a lot of conflict following a breakup that left me feeling very distant from God, but I still know that he's still there with me and continues to make my life so much better. And in order to be here today, myself and Michael and Seb have had to have a number of conversations with Paul, fortunately or unfortunately. And an important thing that he said to us was that some people think that when you come up out of the water and you've been baptized, that means that your faith journey stops and that's it. But really, that's just the beginning of it. So I'm getting baptized today because the moment I surface from that water, my life could start again. So this is my new beginning. This is my resurrection day. I've got a chance to change, and I'm going to make the changes that I need to make. I'm not perfect. I've sinned and hurt people, and I've put a barrier between me and God. But today, I'm going to take it down. On Good Friday, Jesus died for us. But today, on Easter Sunday, he rose again. He's alive, and I'm getting baptized because from today, I'm going to allow him to live through me. This day means everything to me, and I hope my words have allowed you to reflect and take something away into your lives. Thank you for listening to what I have to say.
Good morning, I'm Michael. I've grown up in a Christian family, so I think pretty much all of them are actually here today, which is really amazing. Yeah, really nice to have you all here. So I grew up in a Christian family, But I think personally, I committed my life to God in Spring Harvest when I was about 10 years old. That's kind of when I committed myself and to God. Since then, I think life hasn't got easier. I think it's got more difficult with more challenges and things to overcome and ask God for strength for. A few years ago at Spring Harvest, actually, which is like a Christian, like holiday type thing, I really felt called to leading worship, and helping to lead services and that kind of thing with music mainly. I've tried my best to learn as much as possible from that area, as I feel that's where I've been called to go at the moment. I also wanted to talk about my life recently, and at school especially, just trying to deal with distractions and not letting things distract me, and you know, so kind of leading me off the narrow path to, you know, where God wants me to go. So things in school, you know, like blasphemy, sexuality, pornography, that kind of thing. So I think with baptism today, I wanted to kind of recommit myself to God and recommit every aspect of my life to what He wants, to follow my